It's 59 on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and it's 850. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to be steady to 50 cents per hundredweight higher amid heavy rains in eastern areas that are limiting hog movement. Terminals are called steady to a dollar higher in a light volume test today with tops from 37 to 39.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price to $37. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, October 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 19,440. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 42.75 to 58.11. The weighted average, 53.80, a gain of 95 cents from last Thursday. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,310. The base price range, 42.25 to 60.50. The weighted average, 56.80, a gain of 1 cent from last Thursday on a live basis. Barrels and gilts there sold from 34.50 to 46.50, and the weighted average was 44.10. This is the next to last day of our fall membership campaign, and it is through campaigns such as this one that we find the dollars we need to keep AM 580 Agriculture on the air. And by giving a gift of $100 right now in support of AM 580 Agriculture, you'll keep programs like the pre-opening market report serving your needs. Call with your gift now at 217-244-9455 or toll free at 866-779-9455, or you can pledge online. Our secure pledge line is WILLpledge.org, and Jay Pierce is in the studio. And Jay, we really view AM 580 as a partnership, and we try to be in tune with the things that our people need.
Mm-hmm. And we provide you with the marketing opinions of at least 21 analysts and meteorologists every week, giving you the opportunity to weigh all of the technicals, all of the fundamentals in the marketplace. No radio station in the nation, and that's not a brag, that's just fact. No radio station in the nation has as many voices as AM 580 Agriculture. 244-9455. Let's light up all the lines. If you like the horse race, we're coming down to the wire. Today is the next to the last day. We have a big agriculture challenge on the table. Rita Schulte, our membership director, is in Pledge Central. And Rita, we need to hear from at least a dozen during this pre-opening market report today to make progress toward that ag challenge.
Yes, sir, we certainly do. John Killian and First National Bank of Clinton have been supporting programs on WILL for many years, and he appreciates the different kinds of programs but gets a lot out of the ag programs here and wants to give back a little, so he encourages you to join him. He will make a $1,000 gift when we hear from 75 others who appreciate ag programs on AM 580, and we have heard from 62 so far. There are 13 to go, so if you are calling in this morning in support of agriculture, please let the volunteer know so we can count you in on this challenge, but wait, there's more. AgriGold, who has supported us for a very long time, will add $10 to the each of 25 new friends of WILL supporting agriculture. Sign me up for the AgriGold Challenge, Scott Williams is asking you to say, and we will do so, and they will add $10 They will add $10 to our pledge total for each one of those calls. We are at 13 there. So the next 12 callers, if they're new, will help us on one challenge and on the other. But we'd like to hear from everybody who's out there right now and who has been using the agricultural information that they've been getting here to help them make some business decisions.
So 13 phone calls, and we receive in challenge money at least $1,000. The number to call, 217-244-9455, or toll-free 866-779-9455. Call now and help us out with that $1,000 challenge. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And as we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, we'll have a warmer week and a bit of a wetter week. So that means there will be a slowdown of harvest operations, but harvest is way ahead of schedule in most areas, so it shouldn't be a huge deal. But of course, if you're a producer and you haven't got everything out of the field yet, it will be a nuisance here. we will have several rounds of rain coming on through, and that will lead to, just slowdowns on a frequent basis through the entire Corn Belt this week. I think amounts will be a bit higher to the west than to the east, but all areas will get some rain. Today it looks like the heaviest rains are actually to the southwest into Arkansas and north central Texas. So for wheat seeding in north central Texas, southeastern Oklahoma, that it's going to be wet there. Some of that rain will go through the delta as well, slowing down the harvest operations there. And that's where we are with that today. And basically, that's all I have really to say about the Midwest Corn Belt, as it does look like we will be staying on the mild side this week. There are some signs that we will turn cooler than next week, as would be expected as we're getting then into the latter part of October. Now, going to the southern hemisphere and basically looking at the conditions for Brazil and Argentina, of course, the biggest concern the last couple of weeks has been dryness in Brazil. And Brazil having the dry weather in the northern sections, really, is what we're looking at there. And the forecast has been lately for some showers to break out in western portions of northern Brazil. But the big concern is still the northeastern production areas of Brazil, and I still see that as being an issue. Hot, generally dry weather in Bahia, also Minas Gerais and Goiás, and at least the eastern portions of Mato Grosso. Now, it does look like there will be some cooling as you get a little further south, even into southern parts of Minas Gerais, Goiás, and Mato Grosso, and then into neighboring Sao Paulo and Mato Grosso do Sul. And eventually some showers and thunderstorms will break out in those areas I just mentioned. But so far, rainfall in Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Paraná, and much of Sao Paulo, the rainfall has been less than ideal, but they have had some scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in that area. And farther south, there has been some rain, and that would include Santa Catarina and Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil and much of Argentina. Conditions are better for growing there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Jay Pierce, no one that I know of on the radio does world agricultural weather like we do.
Well, I don't know of anybody either. Looking at the implications of the world agricultural weather to market price on a daily basis with a team of seven of the nation's best agricultural meteorologists, including our own Ed Keezer, no broadcast outlet. I'll just say this, because I know its effect. No broadcast outlet in the nation, radio or TV, offers a similar service. 244-9455. That's how this service has been built. That's how it will be maintained. Rita Schulte and Pledge Central. We're working on a challenge. We got some Hightower reports, too.
Yes, we are. We started this morning looking for 13 callers on our Ag Challenge, and we have 13 Hightower calendar trading guides left. I don't think that's by accident. This is a very cool thing. It's a special incentive for your pledge in support of agricultural programming. At the $150 level or more, you'll receive the Hightower Report of Commodity and Commodity Trading Guide. It's the ultimate 2008 future trading guide, including essential charts, seasonal trend dates, tables on supply and demand, production histories, and worldwide climate and crop production maps, and much more. It's a $40 value. It can be yours with a contribution of $150. That $110 extra, that goes to making sure that you are up to the minute to supplement this guide. 244-9455 is the number to call. When you call in, let the volunteer know that that is something you are interested in.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 867, down three quarters. Last trade up one and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 856, down 1.5. Last trade up 1.75. July, 677, down 3.5. Last trade up 1.5. December corn opened at 351.25, down 0.25. Last trade up 5.25. July, 387.25, down 0.5. Last trade up 4.25. November beans opened at 977.25, up 0.5. Last trade up 9.5. July, 1016.5, down 2. Last trade up 7.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets, Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
You've been with us a long time. What do you think the benefit of AM 580 agriculture is to the listener?
There just really are not many programs out there where you can go and get thoughts and just what people think that is going on in the marketplace from several different analysts, the way you guys put it out there. And I think that helps people immensely to take this opinion and that opinion in order to try and generate their own opinion on what they want to do with their commodity that they're producing on that farm.
217-244-9455, the number to call. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Let's dig into these markets today, Brian. And let me ask you, for this beginning of this week, what commodity is the leader?
I'm sorry, hit me again, Dave.
Which commodity do you believe is the leader?
Oh, I think it's corn at this stage. Corn's taken over the leadership role. Wheat will have some tendency to try and hold us down if it continues to back away. I think you saw Friday's action. We saw some people that were getting out of corn wheat spreads where they've been long the wheat, short the corn, and they were liquidating on those. But your commodity leader today is probably the inflationary talk. On the day-to-day, you've got a weak dollar. Energies are on fire. Your gold and silver are on fire this morning. And I think all the inflationary talk is going to drive commodity prices on corn, beans, and wheat to higher levels early on, and then we'll see whether these other markets can hold up as the day goes on.
Well, if corn is a leader, do you believe that there are buy stops in those charts above the 20 and 100-day moving averages?
Absolutely. I think there should be a fair number of those that will hit as we start to go higher. I think most of us are feeling like that we need to try and pull some of the acres back. That today, I think we've lost a number of acres to beans out here. Corn's going to have to do some work to try and get some of those acres back into play.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, and let me ask you if a head and shoulders top is forming on these charts.
It's certainly trying to form one at this point. We've still got to go back and really penetrate that neckline. And if we take out the lows that we put in last week, I think you may have done enough damage that we could see that happen. Wheat's in a calendar mode now to where, you know, each month that passes by, we get closer to new crop, where we're almost certain to have large volumes of wheat that'll hit the marketplace. So you start to run out of time to get that bull running to the upside. And I think some evidence of that's in France this morning. French wheat's actually down at 1.5 euros this morning.
Stay right there, Brian. I want to go to Pledge Central and Rita Schulte and get her update on where we are on the challenges.
Well, I believe we have 65 calls in. We need 10 more calls to make this one challenge for 1,000. Yeah, we'd like to hear from some more new folks who are friends of WILL Agricultural Programming and wish to support it as well. 244-9455 is the number to call.
Let's go back to you, Brian, and get your analysis of the soybean market, please.
Soybeans probably come in 7 to 9 better as we get started today. NOPA crush came in roughly 2 million bushels higher than what they were thinking. Bean oil stocks were less than what was anticipated. Plus, you've got Ag Rural out here indicating that the crop size in Brazil is going to be 1% less than their previous estimate. That's still 6% better than what last year's were. There's also some rain in the forecast for Brazil, though, and hit some of those drier areas. So we'll see the planters start running.
Do soybeans finish the week higher than last week's high at 9.93 1/4 on the November charts?
I'd say no myself. I think you'll run out of gas up here unless this inflationary talk continues to stay out and we have a very vibrant, especially an oil market, which today has hit all-time highs above $85 a barrel on crude.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. And Jay, you know, this is sort of what we do every day. It's in our core mission.
Exactly. Our core mission is to distribute regionally, nationally, and internationally information and analysis of commodity markets and agricultural weather. If we do a good job, let us know. 244-9455. Let's wrap up this $1,000 challenge from First National and Clinton. Let's get the phones all going now, 217-244-9455. You know, Dave, for that $100 pledge, you can get a WILL agriculture ball cap. It's blue. Let's paint the fields blue with those ag ball caps right now. Get yours. $100 contribution right now, 244-9455.
They're very, very stylish. And again, Rita, we have some challenges underway.
Yes, we do, and we are still holding at 65 calls guaranteed for ag programming this morning, but several of our volunteers are still busily scratching and ratcheting on the pieces of paper, so we're not entirely sure.
All right, well, let's get you on the phone now at 244-9455 and ensure that we don't leave this $1,000 on the table. That $1,000 will pay for it, Dave. 10 hours of programming, 10 hours of agriculture programming on WILL Radio. It's extremely important that when somebody like the First National Bank of Clinton says, I'm so sure this is a good deal, I'm going to invest another $1,000 in it, that you respond at 244-9455.
You know, 10 hours of programming, Jay, is almost two full weeks of programming in agriculture on the station. And I think our people also need to know that we just don't do agriculture on the air. We have a lot of ways that we bring agricultural information to our people. We do it, look what Jay is looking at the clock because I blew the clock today.
Well, we'll join BBC in progress in a moment. But, you know, Dave, it is important on this, the next to the last day of our pledge drive, that you do point out. We built the website. We have the podcasts. If you miss any of these broadcasts, you can hear them again. We have the constant ag stream on the internet, and we have the ag email newsletter. All values made possible by your calls, your pledges, a service built by you, sustained by you. 244-9455. $100, you can get that ag ball cap.
Say ag rocks, 217-244-9455. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.